Hi, this is Andy Bolyu, and in this video, we're going to walk through creating a shuffleboard type game using Silverlight for Windows Phone 7. This is a list of the tools you'll need installed to walk through these steps. Note that we're using the April 2010 refresh of the CTP, or pre-release version, of the Windows Phone tools. If you are using a newer version, you should still be able to follow along, but there may be some differences. In these videos, we'll cover multi-targeting both web and Windows Phone with Silverlight, using behaviors, and in particular, we'll be using these physics behaviors, which allow us to quickly and easily add physics to a game. We'll also use perspective 3D transforms, and look at the manipulation events on Windows Phone. You may have played a table shuffleboard game before in your local bar. In this game, players alternate sliding pucks down the table, trying to get as close as they can to the end of the table without going off. Things get interesting when players can try to knock off their opponent's pucks. Each player gets 3 pucks, and at the end of the round, the pucks are scored. There are 3 zones. There's 3 points, 2 points, and 1 point. And gameplay continues to 15 points. So let's look at how we can build this game using Silverlight for Windows Phone 7. Throughout the development of our game, we're going to use multi-targeting to build a version for both Silverlight for web and Silverlight for Windows Phone. I really like this approach because you don't have to rely on the emulator, and some people have issues with getting the emulator to perform well on their system. Plus, we get a free web version of our game without much work at all. So I'm in Expression Blend and I have the Windows Phone tools installed. I'm going to begin by creating a regular Silverlight application plus website, and we're going to name this Shuffleboard. And notice that I'm targeting version 3.0 of Silverlight. That's because the Windows Phone 7 device has a version of Silverlight 3 with some extra goodies on top of it. Later on, we'll add in a Windows Phone project within this same solution so that we can target that device with our same code in XAML. So the first thing we'll do is set the size of our canvas to 480 by 800, and that is the size of the screen for the first Windows 7 devices that will be released. We're going to repeat this for layout root, and since we're going to be creating a game, a canvas container is much better to use for games because it allows us to position things at specific XY coordinates. So let's take our layout root and we're going to right click and select change layout type to canvas. So that is no longer a grid now. We have a canvas control. Now in our game, there are going to be instances where elements overlap the edges of our canvas, and we want to hide those from the user. And the way we can do that is with a clip region. I'm going to add one through XAML, although there is an option in Blend under Object, Path, Make Clipping Path, where you can, through the UI, create a clipping path. I'm going to do this through XAML, though. So within my canvas element, I'm going to add some XAML in here to clip this canvas along the edges. And I'm going to copy some code from a file named snippets.txt. This is available in the sample download. I'm going to take this first snippet, and we'll paste it right within our canvas. And so this is going to clip it with a rectangle geometry right along the edges of the canvas. It's going to start at 0, 0 and then clip it at 480, 800. Now, we're also going to use some pre-built behaviors which are contained within something called the Physics Helper Library. These allow us to easily add physics effects to elements in XAML. So let's add in the references for those. I'm going to right-click my references folder and add reference. And we're going to navigate to our download. We're going to go to the shuffleboard subdirectory, bin, debug, and we need the Farseer physics engine. This is the core physics library. And we're going to need the Farseer helper and the physics behaviors. Next, we'll create a separate user control that will contain the core game logic. By creating a separate user control for this, we can easily target different platforms by placing the user control inside different main page elements. So let's right-click our project and select Add New Item. And we're going to name this UC main game. We've selected user control here. And again, because we're creating a game, let's change our main layout route from a grid to a canvas. And let's change our size to 480 by 800 for both layout route and the user control. And you can zoom out a bit by using control minus. Now let's set the background color of our layout route to black. And let's build the project by clicking Control Shift B. And this will make this user control available in the Assets panel. Now we need an instance of this main game user control on our main page. I want to switch back to that. And if we go to the Assets panel, under Controls All, we can find our UC main game control. And we'll just drag that onto the artboard. And let's set the left and top properties to 0 so that it overlays our main page.